This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz Podcast, brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, India's oldest stock trading platform.
Good morning. You are listening to CNBCTV18 Market Podcast, powered by Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's fastest growing stock exchange. It was a positive start to the week for US market. Despite low volumes on the board, the major averages closed Tuesday session with gains of 0.5% each. And like Friday, on Tuesday too, small cap indexes outperformed, recording a gain of more than 1%. Also, the IT-heavy Nasdaq hit record high, while the broad market index S&P is within striking distance of its record level. For our market too, it was a positive start to the last week of 2023. The banking heavyweights like HDFC and Kotak Bank, along with Reliance Industries, helped Nifty to hold the levels above 21,400. And with Tuesday's gains, the frontliners are now 1% away from their record levels hit in the beginning of this month. For today, GIFT Nifty is indicating a gap-up start. Talking about commodities, the energy basket was one of the best performing sectors in US market on Tuesday amid ongoing tensions in the Red Sea. On back of that, both Brent and WTI NYMEX surged nearly 3% each overnight to hit highest levels in last 3 weeks. Gold too saw a move higher, tracking lower dollar and 10-year yield. The precious metal continues to trade just below the level of $2,100 per ounce. On to institutional activities, FIs sold shares of rupees 95 crore, while DIIs have bought rupees 167 crore worth shares as volumes remain low in the last week of the year. Lastly, sectors that can be in focus today, first one, metals, especially stocks like Hindalco, Nalco and Vedanta, because aluminium has gained more than 3% overnight. Second, Adani Group stocks on the back of fundraising plans. Thank you very much for listening to CNBC TV18 Market Podcast.